Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Sanvi. Hey, Sanvi! He sent us some awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout out to Leo from Lawndale, California, and Delaney and Gus from Canada. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you are on the Spy Kid team. If you want a shout out, go over to our website and fill out a form with your name and where you live. I would love to say hi to you and welcome you to the team. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go!
Okay, Mom, I'll be right back.
Sanvi ran outside to the mailbox to check again. You see, she had entered a contest to go to space. Yeah, for real. The space team had opened up one spot for a kid to fly with them to the International Space Station in space. Have you ever heard of the ISS, International Space Station? Yeah, it's a cool place, high, way up in the sky, way higher than airplanes fly, and way higher than the clouds. It's up right next to space. And in the ISS, there's all kinds of scientists and really smart people that learn about how science works in space, and they do different experiments up there, and they learn all kinds of really important things, like if plants can grow with no gravity. Because gravity, do you remember what gravity is? Yeah, gravity helps the water pull down into the soil so that the plants can drink that water. And if there's no gravity in space, how is the water going to get down to the roots of the plant? That is a mystery. But all the astronauts at the International Space Station, they are super smart. And these are the kind of problems that they try to solve. Well, Sanvi had entered the contest to be the kid selected to go to space. She had to do a very special science project about a problem that she would help solve in space. And guess what? Do you know what hers was? Yeah. She had thought of a smart way to get the water to the plant roots, and she wanted to try it out in space. When she ran out to the mailbox, she looked at all the letters that were there. Not that one, not that one, not that. What is this? There was a letter from NASA. Oh, no way. Is this real? I think this is it. Sanvi ran inside as fast as she could and opened up the letter. And it read, "Congratulations, Sanvi. We think your experiment and your idea is super smart, and we want you to try it in space with the rest of the astronauts on the ISS. Yes! Sanvi couldn't believe it. Her dream had come true. Her parents were a little nervous about her going to space, but they knew that Sanvi was super smart and that the whole team would make sure that the whole mission was safe. She was not going alone. So she now had to pack her bags to go to space. What would you bring if you went to space? Well, yeah, we would first need to pack clothes and maybe some snacks and maybe some toys or something to color on, just to do when you felt a little bored. So Sanvi packed up her bags with all the important things that she needed, and they needed to report ASAP to Space Command. When they arrived at Space Command, the whole team was waiting for Sanvi. They were so excited to meet this super smart kid. They said, "Sanvi, it is so good to meet you. Wow. We loved your idea of how you plan to water the plants in space. It is super smart. Oh, wow. Thanks, guys, Sanvi said. It's really great to meet you guys. I've never met real astronauts before. The astronauts turned around and said, Well, Sanvi, it's good to meet you, but you see, you are now an astronaut. So, you are one of us. Sanvi couldn't believe it. No one had ever called her an astronaut before. In the days and weeks ahead, she had to go through all kinds of special trainings and practices and exercises and tests, all kinds of work to prepare for launch day. Do you know what launch day is? It's the day when they launch all the astronauts off to space. That was a really important day. That morning, Sanvi woke up and, wait, it's launch day. I gotta go. She had to get ready as fast as she could. The spaceship was going to launch in 3 hours. Hurry! She got all of her stuff ready and raced over to the spaceship just in time. They said, Sanvi, awesome, perfect timing. Here's your seat. Now make sure you buckle up, put on your helmet and your spacesuit. Sanvi did everything right. She had practiced this 100 times before, and so she knew exactly what to do.
3, 2, 1.
The spaceship took off and launched off the launch pad towards space. Sanvi couldn't believe it. She was looking out the window the whole time as she watched Earth fade away. Wow. Getting to space was a lot bumpier than she thought it was, but it was really cool because they went super fast. When they finally connected up with the International Space Station up in space, she was excited to meet the other astronauts that were already at the station. They were excited to meet her too. Sanvi, we're so excited that you're here. You have some really good ideas about how we're gonna water these plants. Are you ready to get to work? Absolutely, let's do it. And so one of Sanvi's ideas was to soak some cloths and some towels in the water. And so then she could wrap up the plant roots with a wet towel. That was a really smart idea. Because remember, in space, there's no gravity. And when we water plants, the water would just sit at the top of the dirt if there wasn't any gravity. The gravity helps pull the water down into the dirt and reach the plant roots. And so her idea was gonna make a huge difference in how they grew plants in space. Why do you think they want to grow plants in space? What do some plants do for us? What are plants' jobs? Well, yeah, plants, green plants, make oxygen for us to breathe. And do astronauts need oxygen in space? Yes! Fresh oxygen from plants is really important for astronauts. So that's one really good one. How about one more reason? Yeah, and making food. You're right. Plants produce food, like fruit and vegetables. And so if they could learn how to grow their own food in space, that would be really special for all those astronauts. 2 weeks later, all of Sanvi's experiments worked beautifully, and all the astronauts were amazed at how well her ideas worked. It was time for them to go, but they told Sanvi, Sanvi, we really need you to come back again because your ideas worked. And when you go back home, can you start thinking of some more answers and how we can best grow all these plants up here? Sanvi said, absolutely. I've already started working on some more ideas and I'm excited to start testing them. Sanvi and the rest of her team got back on the spaceship and blasted off back to Earth. Wow, she was an incredible astronaut. And I think this is not the last time that we'll see Sanvi in space. See you later, kids. Bye.